Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. As you can probably tell, I'm outside walking through a beautiful field, as I've often referred to it, the Baal Shem Tov's path. The truth is, it's not even a path. It's just an open field with woods surrounding it from three sides. There are paths in the woods, but in the field, it's not really a path. It's just an open field. It gets mowed every couple of weeks. Big open field. But the truth is that when you are in certain spots of the field, you actually cannot see anything but, or almost anything but, if you look really hard, you might see, but you can almost see nothing besides trees and green grass and the hill. So it's a beautiful spot. Now, what's so important about walking in nature? Yesterday, somebody said to me, Rabbi Karp, I see you walking in the field sometimes. Are you okay? Why do you walk in the field? He's right. A lot of mornings, on my way to the shul, or on my way to the mikveh, I park my car near this field, and I get out, and I go walk in the field. I walk through the area where there's some trees, some nice areas. Walk through the trees, there's a little path at one end. I might even walk down to the stream, which actually is on the other side of some woods. It's a beautiful spot. And I was kind of surprised at this person's question. Why do you walk in the field? Is it true that there are people that do not enjoy walking in the field? Walking in the woods? I don't know. I guess there are. But if we read the Lubavitcher Rebbe's memoirs, which is a book written by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, about, really it's not about the Lubavitcher Rebbe himself, it's written really about the time period of the Baal Shem Tov, even perhaps before the Baal Shem Tov, some of it during the times of the Baal Shem Tov, maybe even a bit after the Baal Shem Tov, the very, very beginnings of Chassidus and Chassidim, as we know them. And there's a lot written about how when we are out in nature, that we feel closer to Hashem. Now, unfortunately, in our times, a lot of people don't feel that. They say, oh, I'll get bugs on me, or I'll get grass stains on me, or I'll get a mosquito bite. It's true, possibly, all these things could happen. But if we are careful, we plan out, get some insect repellent, and we could wear the kind of clothing that we don't care if we get a little grass stain on it. But truly, the woods and the fields and the streams are all areas which are so beautiful. They look like Hashem just created them. Of course, really, Hashem is creating everything all the time, but we don't notice it when we're sitting in a room, the four walls around us. We don't notice that it's the work of Hashem. It looks like the work of people. But when we're walking, maybe you hear the birds singing. When we're walking in the woods or in a field, it's very, very easy for those who are fortunate enough to feel this way, to feel closer to Hashem. And this is what the previous Rebbe writes, to a great extent in the Lubavitcher Rebbe's memoirs, many, many scenes in which he writes about a certain character, a certain person named Baruch, a real person, who was, if I'm not mistaken, the father or the grandfather of the first Chabad Rebbe, Alter Rebbe. He writes a lot about his time that he spent in the woods, in the fields, and the closest that he felt to Hashem. Of course, that's not all a person has to do. We have to learn Torah, we have to do mitzvahs, we have to learn Gemara, and Halach, and Chassidus, and Chumash, and Mishnah, and we have to do all the mitzvahs, there's 613 mitzvahs. A person cannot just say, well, I'll walk in the woods, I'll feel close to Hashem. No, I don't have to do any mitzvahs. Of course, not true. It's just that Hashem has created a beautiful world in which there are some places that we feel closer to Hashem. I remember once I was visiting Niagara Falls, which is an incredibly beautiful spot if you ever have a chance to go there. And I went on a little boat called Maid of the Mist to come right up to the falls. I think actually the boat, did it go underneath the fall? No, I don't think it went underneath the fault. Of course, if you got hit by the water, that would be the end of the boat. But I think possibly there's a way to go under the falls. Anyway, I think the Maid of the Mist only came close to the falls, but so close. It was so incredible. And I was with a certain Lubavitcher Chassid. Oh, no, it was on the phone. I called up a Lubavitcher Chassid, a shliach, a very big Talmid Chacham, actually, Rabbi Greenberg, who lives very close to there. I said, Rabbi Greenberg, I'm on the Maid of the Mist, and we're right next to the falls. And I feel that it's such a beautiful, awesome scene. I want to make the bracha Shachianu. Oh, no, not Shachianu. Shekoichu Gvarasam Ha'ilim. Malay Eilam or Oisam Haisavereshis, I think I wanted to make the bracha. And he said, oh, you don't have to, you know, it's there all the time. But if you want to, you can. And so I did, because I really felt very close to Hashem. I wanted to thank Hashem, too, you know, and praise Hashem for the beautiful and awesome creation of Niagara Falls. In any case, this is not a true story. I'm not really telling. Well, I guess I told a couple little stories there. The point of it is that we have a very great gift which Hashem gives us, the natural world. And it's important for us who live in a very technological world, it's very possible to spend all day long indoors and all month long and all year long and hardly ever go out. But it's important to know that this is a great gift Hashem gave us. It's important to use it in the way that the previous Rebbe writes, to help us feel closer to Hashem, and therefore more inspired to learn Hashem's Torah, to do Hashem's mitzvahs. May all of this bring Mashiach quicker, give victory, immediate and complete victory, to our soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, protect us from all of our enemies, and bring the Geula along with the complete refuah of all those who have been hurt, and to Chias Amesim, the re-enlivenment of the dead, to those who have unfortunately lost their life. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.